You're welcome back to the weekend edition. It's 11:05 now. It's time to go back down to the shopping centre to Lee. Lee, how's it going now?
It's going mighty fine. Yes, all things are lovable in the Letterkenny Shopping Centre today. We're here to celebrate Valentine's Day at the Letterkenny Shopping Centre with Loch Ness Castle, and we've teamed up to give five lucky couples the five-star treatment. A fabulous lunch served by Loch Ness Castle executive chef Philip on the shopping mall, and we're joined by Philip Henkis. Hopefully I pronounced that name. He's the executive chef at Loch Ness Castle. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, and happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Good man yourself. And people said, oh, I like the accent. And I put my foot in it when I was over at Loch Ness Castle. I said, oh, yeah. Oh, you're from France. He says, no, I'm not from France.
No, I'm from Germany.
Germany. Got that really, really wrong. But tell us about what's in store for five couples this afternoon.
Today we're having a prawn cocktail, and as a main course, a chicken with chorizo, polenta ratatouille, and a nice milfey with strawberries and pistachio.
Oh, sounds great. How long did it take you to cook that?
A couple of minutes.
Oh, you're some boy. Oh, you're a good crack. Just tell us a little bit about your own background. Where else have you worked?
Well, I'm working now for the last 7.5 years for the Capella Hotel Company. I worked in Germany, I worked in Singapore, and now in Donegal.
You're in the best place, you know that, don't you?
That's the best place ever in Ireland.
And it's Valentine's Day. Did you send yourself a Valentine's card, or how did you get on? With an accent like that, you'd probably have girls' knees shaking at the minute.
Well, to be honest, I had to send myself a bunch of flowers and a card.
Oh, so you're single at the minute, are you?
Yes, I am.
And he's 30 years old, and there's your fellow staffs from Loch Ness. They're looking at you. They're laughing away. When you go home yourself, Philip, do you know after cooking all day or all morning or all evening or all night, do you cook yourself when you get home?
Well, yeah, sometimes, but you know, it has to be easy and simple.
Yeah, just bang it in the microwave. No,
not the microwave.
What about famous people? Have you cooked for any famous people?
Yeah, I got across a couple of them, Lady Gaga, Pink, AC/DC.
You're kidding me. You cooked for Lady Gaga, Pink, and AC/DC?
Yes, of course. I did. I cooked with Pink, actually, in the kitchen a couple of years ago for Thanksgiving.
Wow. I'm mixing with the celebs down here at Letterkenny Shopping Centre today. What else can I say? What about romantics? Barry White's is not too romantic by the sounds of things, and he has a girlfriend. Any advice for him? Do you know what he should be cooking tonight? You know, you need to keep it very simple.
Yeah, you should keep it very simple, and most important, put a lot of love in your food.
A lot of love. How would you put the love in the food?
No, just take care of the products and make sure that you cook things that your loved ones like.
Yeah, okay then. Philip, thank you very much for joining us. I might try to get a sample of the food and rub a piece of the five couples lunch this afternoon. And if you're thinking, what's Lee Goods doing now? Well, we're broadcasting live from Letterkenny Shopping Centre. We've teamed up with Loch Ness, and we're giving five lucky couples the five-star treatment here in the shopping mall in Letterkenny Shopping Centre. It has to be a first worldwide, and they're getting five-star treatment. They're dining in front of the public. We're going to have a bit of fun with them with the Mr. and Mrs. competition, and we have a fabulous prize for them, whoever wins. So we're looking forward to that. Back to you, Barry.
Thanks, Lee. Lee, I was going to ask you, just you keep giving me a wee bit of stick here about me not being a romantic. What about yourself? Are you romantic?
Of course, Barry.
How do you work between your birthday and Valentine's Day and the one
day? Oh, it's all to come later. Don't you worry. I'm very romantic.
So you have the real birthday suit on later?
No, I'm actually wearing it today. Do you know, it's the first time I'm wearing this jacket, you know, and I always was looking for an opportunity to wear it. And I thought today was, seeing it was five star, I have a red Dickiebo one, I have a nice white jacket, tan shoes, a nice pair of jeans and stuff. So I'm decked out here for Valentine's Day.
Lee, we'll talk to you again soon.
Cheers, Barry.
All right, bye. Okay, Lee, down in the shopping centre. We'll be back with him within about 10, 20 minutes. And now on the line, we have Jason McGroarty, who is a Donegal photographer. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, how are you, Barry?
I'm good. Jason, first of all, just tell us about yourself.
I'm 22 years old, photographer based in Letterkenny. I've been working the past while on a little fashion shoot with me and my lovely cat. And it's been taking off over the past while, really. It's kind of gone a bit global.
Yeah, and I was just reading this. A fashion show and the cat, it's not two things you would put together.
And it's no, it's not really.
The listeners are probably thinking the same. A fashion show and a cat, I wouldn't put those two together. So tell us how these two things came together, how this came about.
It was kind of a chance. I think it was a little bit spur of the moment. I'm actually trying to get into fashion editorial work, so I was. And I was doing a work with clients and things, but having them on call all the time is quite hard, you know, and costs a fair bit of money. So I did what any sane person would do, dressed my cat up.
Right. And just, yeah, like, how did the idea come about? Where did this, like, how did this spring to mind? Where did you think, what did you just wake up one morning and think, I'm going to dress up my cat?
I actually do, it's on my social media page, I would do every weekend, Cat Saturday, and I would take, funny, quirky photos of the cat.
Yeah.
And for one of the weeks we just, a chance photograph, started to dress her up, and she was loving it. She just has no problem at all in front of the camera, so we decided to continue on with it. And we started experimenting with different looks and styles every week, and then it just got a bit out of hand.
And you're saying it went viral. Just tell us how popular this is online. It's really popular.
It's been huge now. It's been featured in, we've been interviewed by ABC News, Good Morning America. We've been on Nikon. We've been on Glamour, Evoke, The Sun. I would lose track of half the names now. We've had a huge, huge amount of interest.
Yeah, and I just typed into Google here, just some of the pictures. They're very good. No, yeah, you just dress them up in just different gear. See one here with a cat with a shirt. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, we would do, every week we would decide on a theme. So my partner would help me with the shoots. We have a little cat's eye studio inside our house. She can't really go outside, you see. So we would do the shoots inside the house, and we would design them inside the house as well. So we would get a little couple bits of material in and decide on the theme, develop the costumes around it, So she doesn't seem to have too much of a problem with it. She's a bit of a diva.
Yeah, and I'm just on your website. Just for anybody who wants to go on your website, just give us some details.
Well, I'm actually mainly based on social media. I would do a lot of social media. So I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr. I actually sell prints of the photographs too on Etsy.com.
Yeah.
And they've become fairly popular over the past while,
And just see the accessories that the cats are wearing. I see a geisha cat here. There is a punk glam cat. Can all other cat owners then buy this cat fashion, or is it just the photos they can buy?
I would just do the photographs, but I have been approached with a couple of offers for the costumes themselves. I've been contacted on my website. So I'm open to every option,
They're
all good possibilities.
It could be a business idea, cat fashion, selling your cat fashion.
I had a couple of people who were approaching me and asking me to actually take portraits of their own cats, and their own dogs and things like that. It's a big trend over the past while.
People, I was going to actually ask you that. Could this evolve into other animals, and are other people approaching you saying, could you maybe take photos of my cat or my dog?
Oh, yeah. I say, why not? As you know, a lot of people take very kindly to their cats and their dogs, It's becomes part of the family. And they always want a little, they don't live as long, so.
Yeah, and you're saying, you said you've been on talk programs in America and stuff. So when people are approaching you to buy the photographs, or maybe approaching you to take pictures of their cats, is it people from Ireland or Donegal, or is it more people from America or around the world?
I've had people in Ireland. I've had people in South Korea. I've had people in America. It just kind of, I've had suggestions for people to send their photos in, and I would design something around it, as a little Photoshop technique. But
yeah,
I kind of work with what I possibly can do.
When did it first take off, Jason? Like, when was the first photograph you put up?
The first photograph would have been, would have been a couple of months back, 3-4 months back.
And then
It snowballed, essentially. We started doing shoots every weekend, and then it kept going to, 2 shots a week. And now we're designing costumes because we have a lot to keep up with. We have a weekly demand now, and there's a lot of agencies and things out there that are waiting for the new release photos to promote them, and they get sent to different companies worldwide.
Yeah.
So it's demand, but it's nice, it's not. I've never had to work a day. It's been a joy, she's been a little treat.
And at what stage, like you're saying 3 months ago you did it, or a few months ago, at what stage did you realise, God, that this is really taking off, this is going to go really, really viral?
I'm still trying to get my head around it, to be honest. It's lovely. She's grand. She doesn't know what's going on at all. She's lying in, she wakes up in the morning, has a bite to eat, she's more well known than my own work. So she's enjoying it. But no, I really haven't got my head around it since. It's I've been approached by some really big companies, and I'm very, very grateful for it, you know.
Yeah, and as well as Kat, I suppose it gives you that platform now as a photography artist to go maybe and go further afield or do more than just this.
Definitely. I've had a lot of approach from different artists and companies that are willing to collaborate with me over the past while. I actually recently done a project with Nikon, who are a camera company.
Yeah.
And it was for a project they were releasing called their Learn and Explore experience.
Yeah.
And that was just introducing them into different techniques using their cameras and things like that. So it's mad where things can go once you put your stuff out there, you know. And I suppose we're in the right area for it. I mean, Donegal's facilitated some of the most creative artists that I've ever known, you know.
Yeah, maybe now you could follow up in their footsteps with this quirky idea.
That's the hopes, Barry, you know. Yeah. Just put your work out there and hopefully it goes and skyrockets and just keep dedicated, I suppose.
All right. Donegal photographer Jason McGrody, thanks for joining us on the show.
Not a bother at all. Right, thank Jason. You very much.
All right, bye-bye. Jason McGrody there from Convoy, a quirky idea, cat photography, Cat Saturdays. You can get him on social media, as he was saying. If you just type his name into Google like I did there, you can see all the stuff in social media, and you can see that he's got a website as well. Some quirky little photographs there from Jason. We're going to take another break now. We'll be back after these. Okay, you're welcome back to the Weekend Edition. Now in the studio, we have 11-year-old Aoife McCarry from Garda Hark. She is generously going to cut her hair all in the name of charity. Aoife is with us now. Aoife, good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Aoife, suppose just for our listeners, tell what's the charity, first of all? I suppose, why are you doing it? How did this idea come about?
Well, the charity I'm donating my hair to is the Rapunzel Foundation, and I'm giving all the donations to the Irish Cancer Society.
And the Rapunzel Foundation, how do they work?
Well, you have to put your hair in a ponytail at the back and then plait it, and then the hairdresser will cut off the ponytail and she'll send it away to them.
And then that's used to produce wigs?
Yeah.
Right.
20 wee girls' hair is... If 20 wee girls cut their hair... First, they'll make a wig.
So, why are you doing it? Why have you chose to do it?
Well, one day, my mum, my dad, my granny and me were out and we had ice cream. And I remember it so well that I had a chocolate mud pie with Ferrero Rocher ice cream. And a wee girl walked in with a headscarf on her. And I asked my mum why she had it on. And mum said she was sick. She was losing her hair because she had cancer. So ever since then, I just kept thinking of her.
Yeah, so that gave you the idea. It's a very generous thing to do. It's a very brave thing to do as well. For people who want to donate, how do they donate?
Well, if you put the link on your Facebook page, they can head into it and mycharity.ie and they can donate.
And is it just that you have a figure you want to raise, or are you just aiming to raise as much as possible, really?
I'm aiming to raise as much as possible, but I have just over 900 euro now and hoping to have over 1,000.
Yeah, and how did you hear about this charity?
One day I was in the hairdressers and there was a wee girl, and she said after her communion she was going to get her hair cut for it. Her hair was really long and she was very generous. And
yeah, and suppose you have nice long hair yourself. Are you not maybe nervous, or suppose it's worth the cause, is it?
Yeah, but like... When I go to my friend's house, me and my friends would curl her hair, straighten it, stick it up in a bun, do everything, but people can't do that, so I want to give them the chance that they can feel like a normal person. Like,
yeah, and how long is your hair at the minute? Just explain to people how long your hair is.
It's around the bottom of my back.
Yeah, so it's pretty long. And how much of it are you going to cut off?
I'm going to cut it into a wob. It's like a wavy bob.
So that would be up around your ears?
My ears.
So you're cutting a good bit of it off. And when are you doing it?
I'm doing it on Tuesday for my birthday party. Instead of having just a normal party, we're having a tea party.
And are many people going to be there?
7 or 8 of my friends and my aunties and my uncles and my cousins.
Yeah, and are you nervous about it, Aoife, or...?
No, not really.
Not at all? No nerves at all. And I understand you want to say hello to loads of people as well.
Yeah. First, I'd like to say hello to all my teachers and friends at Scoil Náisiúnta and to Gairde Harcaí, and to everyone in the band, and to my Nana, Pop, and all my aunties and uncles and cousins that's listening now, and my godmother, Maria McGinley, and my three best friends, Niamh, and Chloe, and finally to everyone who donated all the money to me.
Now, you're talking about your teachers there, you're saying hello to them.
Yeah.
What do they think of this?
They think it's a really good idea.
And what about your friends? The same, are they?
Yeah, half of them's like, oh, I'm going to miss doing your hair. And I'm just like, oh, it's okay, it'll grow back.
Yeah, but is that the main thing you're thinking? Yeah. It grows back, and then the little girl that you've seen doesn't have hair.
And it won't grow back.
Yeah. And I'm just looking here, there's a lot of text messages coming in for you. Aoife, you are a brilliant ambassador for young people. Aoife, you're brilliant, you're really brave. Delighted to hear you talking to Aoife. I just wanted to say, on behalf of the Irish Cancer Society, that we're all very proud of Aoife for cutting her hair, and we want to say thanks for raising money for us, and that will help so many people. Well done, Aoife. And also, Aoife, we are also very proud of you from Dick, Bridie and her family in Carrickfinn. And I suppose other young people hearing this might hear you and think, oh, I never knew about that charity. Would you encourage other people to do it?
Yeah, I'm hoping for everyone to do it. Like, you're not able to do it if you dyed your hair or anything, because they won't accept it, because you have to have natural hair.
And do you know if anybody else did it before, or?
No. I'm hoping to encourage more of my friends to do it.
It's quite unique. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing it. Not your age, anyway. I suppose, what's your parents think? Are they encouraging you, or?
Yeah, well, my mum organised the whole thing, so.
And they must be very proud of you.
Yeah,
and Tuesday, you were saying there is a Facebook page. Yeah. The photos will go up on that, I take it? And will there be a video, or what way is it going to work?
Well, no, I don't think there's going to be a video. There's probably going to be pictures up, and sure.
And then people can keep donating then after it as well?
Well, around about a month or so after it, and then it'll probably be sent away then.
People listening today, if they could donate, or even the smallest donation?
Yeah, I wouldn't even mind if it was 50 cent. That would all go to someone. Every euro will make a difference to people with cancer and their families. Sure, €3 can pay for a booklet on understanding cancer for a patient or a family member, or €50 can provide free in-depth consultations with a specialist cancer nurse on the National Cancer Helpline, and €350 provides an Irish Cancer Society night nurse for a night of care for cancer patients across the country in their own home during the last days of their life.
So see, like normal young girls that would be going to get their hair cut, could they just donate their hair normally as well?
No, well, they could, but yeah, your salon has to be registered.
Right. Is there many registered salons around, or do you know?
Well, the one that's doing it for me is Bernie Harkin.
And she's registered. Is she from Gairde Harcaí as well?
Yeah, she's from Bathney.
I must actually look that up and see what hairdressers are registered, because I'm sure there'll be people interested in this after today. And just for, just read through the text messages again. Loads of text messages, must be about 10 here. Well done, Aoife, you're doing something so brilliant. That's from Ramona, Morris, Riona and Orla. Well done, Aoife, we're so proud of you. Love you, Nana Bridie. And well done, Aoife, you're a great girl. We're so proud of you from all the Clochanilly band. And again, well done, Aoife, you are a great ambassador and influence on young people. And just to recap, how do you donate for people listening?
Well, there might be a link on your page, and you just head into it on mycharity.ie and you can donate whatever.
And is there links on Facebook as well, or is it done through My Charity?
It's through my mum's page.
And your mum's page. What's your mum's name, just so we can maybe put that up as well?
Angela McFerry.
And okay, thanks for joining us today, and hopefully we can raise loads of money for you. And it's great. Tuesday, it'll be happening.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, all the best. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll take another break. You're welcome back to the weekend edition. It's time to go back to the birthday boy in Letterkenny Shopping Centre.
Yeah, I'll get extra few birthday cards. Who knows? Well, happy Valentine's Day if you're listening. I'm sure you are. We're here to celebrate Valentine's Day at the Letterkenny Shopping Centre and Loch Ness Castle. And we're going to give in the VIP five-star treatment to five lucky couples. Around 1:30 today, we have the table all decked out. And the general public are walking through it and they're looking at the menus thinking, oh, that's very nice. It'll be lovely to have lunch here today. Well, we're going to have a good bit of fun with the Mr. and Mrs. competition. So if you're listening and if you're looking for some gifts for your Valentine's, why don't you pop down? Because loads of people walking around with flowers and chocolates and other bits and bobs. So pop down. We're going to have a good bit of crack today around 1:30 with our five couples. And they have a fabulous prize to be not fighting over supper, but working it through on Mr. and Mrs. We have two nights B&B and one dinner in Loch Ness Castle, and with the remaining couples getting a dinner in Loch Ness Castle. And if it's not all about the couples here today, well, it is to a certain extent, but it's for everybody that comes into the shopping centre, because we have some gifts for them as well while we're having a bit of crack with Mr. and Mrs. So if you're listening and you're thinking about coming to town, why don't you pop down to Letterkenny Shopping Centre? Happy St. Valentine's Day.
Lee, just when you're here, there's a few people have texted in saying, is Valentine's Day just now all about food? Because someone's actually texted in saying, in my day, it was about love poems and more about the romantic side.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, do we still send Valentine's card? I got my wife a Valentine's card, obviously.
I sent my girlfriend a Valentine's card today as well.
Did you actually send it in the post or did you hand deliver it?
I hand delivered it.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, that sounds good. And how long are you going out, Barry?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm not that great at mathematics.
Barry, that's very
You're the same way you don't know what age you are today. I don't know how long I'm out with my girlfriend.
As far as I recall, I did tell you my age, but you don't know how long you're going. Well, I'm not going to go dig a hole for you, Barry, but yeah. I think you did that yourself.
We'll be back later.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of crack later and we'll recap on what's going on. Thanks, Barry.
Okay, Lee, thanks. We'll go back to Lee before the end of the show. We'll be back about 10 or 5 to 12. On the line now, we have Nisha Kavanagh, who is the communications manager with ReachOut.com. Nisha, hello.
Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
And Nisha, you're going to be talking to us about the selfie culture, which celebrities have made famous. I suppose everywhere you look now, you've got the likes of Snapchat, you've got Facebook, Twitter. Selfies are a phenomenon. Everybody seems to do them. But the fear now is that people taking pictures of themselves, it can lead to eating disorders in young teenagers.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about the selfie culture is it's obviously, you know, from the outside, we can joke about it and say, you know, it's quite narcissistic, because it kind of is. You know, it's feeding into just a sense of what you look and creating an image around just what you look. And to be honest, like, celebrities do that as well. Like, they have contact with their fans in the same way they share selfies all the time. So the fact that everyone's doing it now and everyone's kind of telling young people to continuously do it obviously feeds in to their body image and how they want to look. And they're not really kind of developing other interests or other areas of their personality. It's all a very sort of shallow culture. I mean, it is a way of communicating with each other, but definitely if you've got any issues with your body, it's not going to help us. Certainly when it comes to things to eating disorders, it can be quite triggering, some of the selfies that people share and choose to share about how thin they are or certain parts of their body. And it's a very difficult time to be growing up.
And why have we got this selfie culture? Obviously, social media would be to blame, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hugely driven by celebrities. I mean, the way it's been adopted, it's quite alarming. It's probably one of the most viral things that's happened with the introduction of social media, is that everyone takes selfies. There's been a lot of positive things out of it. You know, a lot of when you look at things like no makeup selfie and how that was used, and that was something that grew organically. And that was raising awareness for cancer charities, which was brilliant. And as you can see, like, lots of people of every age were doing that. So there's kind of positivities in that, that people are using as a communication tool. Online ways of communication is very linear. And so I suppose, you know, young people started using emoticons for everything. So it was nearly a natural extension when everyone's phone had cameras to take photos of your expression and send them, you know, as a way of that sort of face-to-face communication when you don't have it. But it's gone a bit bananas, to be honest, and does feed into a very shallow sense of self, which isn't good for young people.
And that's it. You mentioned celebrities doing it. It's even come into the sports world too. You see footballers now sometimes when they score a goal or when they win a trophy, they're going into the crowd and getting the camera off someone and taking selfies of themselves. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, Well, even when you saw, was it Obama who took a selfie at someone's funeral or something? Like, it has gone absolutely mad. People see it as something really innocuous. But actually, it feeds into something quite dangerous because there's that, always that self of, well, actually, can you not be here where you are, enjoying who you're with and what you're about? Do you always have to share something? Do you have to live everything out online? And obviously, we see in Reach Out, we see the benefits of online and use it as a communication tool for mental health, and think it's a very positive thing for young people who might not have be able to meet a peer group that they feel comfortable with in their kind of geographic location, but they can connect with people across borders or, you know, far away from them, and, you know, bridge any sense of isolation. But at the same time, it's kind of, well, if you're constantly thinking about how you look and how you're going to share that and, like, you know, live out your whole other sort of life online and put the best of yourself out there, that means you're not really living your own life and working out who you are and, you know, what you're about.
Yeah, and that's it. I suppose the likes of that Snapchat as well, people are constantly taking pictures of themselves and saying what they're doing. I noticed from that app. And a lot of people always seem to look good. So how much time are they wasting taking photos of themselves?
Well, I've been out with people who have taken 50 selfies over the course of people having a few drinks and a meal and in front of us. I've been very surprised myself, but it's that, it's, you know, that people actually do spend an awful lot of time crafting these and the one that they choose to share. I think that's something for young people to be aware of as well, you know, when they see photos of people that they want to aspire to, that actually now everyone is acting a little bit like a celebrity, like they have a stylist, like they can do a whole shoot, like they can get the right lighting, the right makeup, you know, whatever, to make their muscles look a certain way or something, that everybody is kind of operating on that level now, when actually, you know, that's not the reality, you know. So it's a bizarre world to be in, but it's very challenging for young people, and not to get caught up in it, you know, and that sort of fear of missing out, and, you know, to be part of this and to take part in this and always present the best of yourself.
I keep mentioning Snapchat, but that's where the selfie culture has really spiraled out of control for me. It's, you know, everybody seems to be using it, and as you say, people go out and nights out, and they put up these Snapchat stories that maybe last 100 seconds, and you're thinking, did they enjoy their night out, or did they just take photographs?
If you're scripting your own life like that, you know, it, like take a break from us, you know, take it when you're actually with people who want to be with you, you know.
And is that what's leading to the fear now, is that this is putting pressure on young people?
Yes. Definitely. Always to presenting. It's like everyone's their own PR agent. Everyone's their own, you know, I think people are working on a digital brand of themselves from the age of 13. And again, as much as I absolutely believe in the merits of technology, and I love the whole being connected and being on and access to information and, you know, unfiltered as much as it can be, you know, and, you know, to tailor to your needs, I really think that being always on is not good for anybody. We need to learn to switch off. We need to stop filtering ourselves to put whatever out there. We need to relax a bit and not always be on and sort of scripting our own life and sharing everything. It's like if we don't share something, it's like it didn't happen. You can't go to a concert without sharing it and posting a video and checking in when you're there and all that, instead of just being enjoying the concert and the memory and the experience.
Well, that's a teenager's now. Like, that's that, but that is the lifestyle they grow up in. That's what life is now, with social media, with all these apps. I know when I was growing up, I had this conversation with someone the last day. I was saying, I'm glad there was no Facebook when I was at school, because there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. There, but for the grace of God. I mean, because growing up is about, you know, making mistakes and finding out your own boundaries and pushing your boundaries, other people's boundaries, till you work out what's comfortable with you and working out who you are. And we're all different things to different people. But it's about coming to, you know, that realization of who you are, what's behind that, and the comfort level behind that, you know, and being able to do that in your own time seems like such a luxury now, because the internet doesn't really forget. So I can understand why some people are sort of self-scripting their own life so that it's only the best of them out there. But actually, if we all just learn to turn off every now and then, like take a break from us, you know, and actually experience what's around of us, that can help, you know.
And I suppose for parents, they should be aware of this as well, this selfie culture.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a tricky thing now as well. Everyone's embraced this kind of technology. Everyone's embraced this kind of technology. When we look at something like the ALS challenge and the positive ones and the no makeup selfie, that was, you know, older people picking up the traits and using the traits of younger people. So, you know, in actual fact, what social media can do is kind of bring out the teenager in all of us. And, you know, I see there's a fine line now where parents are littering their feeds with pictures of their kids, their babies, everything they do, their first day of school, then on. And then by the time it comes to their 13, it's like, no, you can't post stuff online, when their parents have been posting stuff online of them the whole time. I think, you know, parents need to look at their own behavior too. We all need to, it's a new toy for all of us, but we all need to kind of calm down a little bit.
Yeah,
and start sharing everything.
You see a lot of that now. Kids' pictures, maybe who are a year old or their first birthday, or kids who were just born. Dozens of pictures being added up on Facebook. I know a friend of mine had asked me to come around and, you know, see his newly born kid, and I thought, well, I've already seen loads of pictures of it on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. I know, I could pick your child out of a lineup. Absolutely.
But it's a culture that's not going to change, is it? It's not going to change anytime soon, anyway.
No, it's not. But what it is it's kind of augmenting human behavior, and we all need to actually kind of take a bit of self-control and take it easy with this new toy and stop oversharing, basically. I think it's not conducive to, it's not helpful. And I really think that becomes the challenge now as parents. And as parents are so, a lot of parents that we talk with, we launched a parent site as well as our core site, which is for young people. And we launched a parent site after a long kind of needs assessment last year with groups around the country. And parents, the biggest current concern for parents was technology. They're terrified of it. They can't keep up. And that's fine. They're never going to keep up with their children. They're never going to keep up with teenagers. But at the same time, they're a bit excited by the new toy too. And you can't, you know, we do talk about modeling. You can't actually tell, you know, your children to not be on all the time when you're doing the same, when you're taking photos and sharing stuff the same way. And, you know, and a lot of parents are doing that on their phone the whole time too. So
where do parents go for, if they are worried about technology and the way it's going, if they want to get information that help?
Well, the site I just referred to there is called reachoutparents.com. And it's, again, our, like, reachout.com is a website to help young people get through times, tough times, and that's from 12 to 25. And so what the parent site is, reachoutparents.com, is for parents of the same age. And it's to support young people's mental health and well-being. But one of the main sections is technology, because that was what came out with the focus groups that we did and what parents wanted to know about. And so basically what we do is we talk about online safety. We explain what the different apps and sites are that young people use. And to sort of demystify, because as I said, you're never going to keep up, you know, but at least if you have an understanding, you can kind of start a conversation every now and then with your son or daughter, you know, about what's going on or what they've noticed and stuff, just so that you don't get shut down straight away in that kind of, oh, you don't know anything kind of thing. So just to explain and demystify how things are being used. And in actual fact, you know, we've a lot to learn from young people. You know, there's a lot of self-censoring and self-regulating communities online, which would inspire you know, the way young people are treating technology.
Okay, Nisha, we'll put a link to that up on our Facebook page just for anybody listening.
Great.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Nisha Kavanagh, Communications Manager with ReachOut.com.
Nisha Kavanagh there speaking to us about the new selfie culture. We'll put a link of that ReachOut.com up on our Facebook page. We're going to take a song now from Derry singer Soak. It was announced earlier this week that she's going to release her debut album, much anticipated debut album, on the 1st of June. And this is a song called Sea Creatures.
Stars. Thanks.
You're welcome back to the Weekend Edition. It is now 12 minutes to 12, not long left in the show. On the line now, we have Ursula Donnelly, who is the deputy head of the local enterprise. Ursula, you're going to talk to us about the Enterprise Donegal Business Awards. Just tell us about the awards first.
Hi, Barry. The awards this year will have four categories, and we're encouraging all businesses who employ less than 50 people to put their best foot forward and make an application. So the categories are Best New Startup, Best Established Business. We also have an award for those exporting. And finally, one for those who have excelled in some way in excellence in design. So I think within those categories, there's something there for most of our businesses in the county to be able to apply for.
And who can apply? Can any business apply?
Absolutely. There's often some confusion about that because people think it's for one category or another. It's for any business. The only caveat is they need to employ less than 50 people. It's open to everything from hotels, food businesses, engineers, sole traders, everyone.
And just for each category, what are you looking for just for any business owners who are listening?
Yeah, really, if I was giving any words of advice, it would be to go to our website, which is localenterprise.ie/Donegal. On it, you will see the links to download the application form. I'd read through the guidelines carefully, which are at the front of the application, where they're telling people to complete applications as fully as possible. So give as much information and don't assume, even if you're a well-known business name in the county, don't assume that whoever's reading the application knows lots about you. So put all the information, all the detail. If you have a business plan, attach it. The more information, the better in terms of giving somebody an overall view who's looking at this application and judging it.
And when do they have to apply for? When's the deadline?
Closing date is February 27th, so we have a week to go. So we're hoping this weekend that lots of people will be going onto the website to download the form. We ask that applications are typed within the application form because, again, I think you're giving yourself the best opportunity for clarity in terms of what your business is all about. And if anybody has queries, of course, they can call us in the office on 916-0735.
Yeah, and there's prizes for the winners?
Absolutely. This year we've gone with commissioning a beautiful award from a local Donegal business. And we have also got consultancy prizes to help businesses who want to do something different. So within each of the categories, there will be €1,500 of support towards them, either maybe attending a trade fair if it was for an export company, or maybe attending something of interest to them that's overseas. In the startup category, it could be in relation to looking at some advice or guidance that they need in their business to move it forward and to develop maybe more of a niche for themselves. But we're hoping that the consultancy support will enable them to move their business and build it into the future.
Now, there may be some business owners listening, Ursula, and they might think, my business is never going to win a prize or the deadline's too soon, but they should apply. And the prestige that you can get with winning an award is massive.
Absolutely, Barry. I've been working in the local enterprise office now for 15 years, and it's really nice every year when I see the winners take to the stage and they're always surprised. They never think it will be their turn or that it will be them. So it is certainly wide open for everybody to apply. I think there's fabulous opportunity even to become a finalist within the awards itself, the publicity, with the help of the likes of yourselves and the media. People really get behind these awards every year in showcasing the best of business we have in the county and to demonstrate how proud agencies like ourselves and the private sector and the public in general are of people who take on to be self-employed today.
Okay, and just Ursula, just some of the businesses who have won it before. Who are they? Just
absolutely. Our most recent winner is a company in Pettigo called Road Team, and they reconstruct roads from recycling the materials that are already on the roads, and we do this for an awful lot of secondary and third class routes far away nowadays in Scotland. In a show in Country Kitchen, which some may be very familiar with in terms of business based up outside Mallon Town, and they produce a range of coleslaws, salads, breads, And we have also had probably the home send mode has been a category winner. They sell bulk text messaging. And also the Sweeneys from the Swilly Group have been overall winners in the past. So a wide and varied grouping of businesses. And that's why we do encourage everybody to absolutely apply, whether you're just a very small startup business in your first 18 months, there's a category there for you, or you've been established for years and actually never raised your head to say, here I am. Because for us, that can be very important for businesses who've been established a long time to actually mark the occasion for themselves and also for their staff who've maybe been working very, very hard over the last number of years in the business to just acknowledge what they've achieved to date. And some would often tell us, even going through that process of filling in the application, they're often very surprised with actually all they have achieved.
Okay, Ursula, and just those businesses you named, they would have got a lot of publicity out of this as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing that most of them afterwards, it's very nice to get on the stage and to get some financial gain and to get a trophy and all that on the night. But certainly they've all said the PR, the positive publicity around it, and the opportunity for them to feel more confident in the business that they're in and to speak to others in business has been just so useful for them. They're great advocates of it, certainly.
Okay, Ursula, thanks for joining us. And just a quick reminder, just for the businesses who want to apply, where did they go?
Okay, it's onto our website, which is www.localenterprise.ie, and it's /Donegal. And if all that fails and you haven't got a pen in your hand, you can call into us in the office in Ballyrain, and our telephone number is 916-0735.
Okay, Ursula, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Ursula Donnelly there from the Donegal Business Awards. We're going to go to Lee Gooch again, who is down at the shopping centre. Lee, how's it going now?
Oh, she's mighty. I'll tell you, the crack's going to be building up
Lee,
here very shortly.
Just before I go to you, there's someone who's taken this in saying, Barry, you're getting a hard time from that Lee Gooch boy.
Not hard enough, I do believe. But anyway, moving on from that, let me tell you, we're celebrating Valentine's Day in style at Letterkenny Shopping Centre, and Loch Ness Castle have teamed up to give five lucky couples the five-star treatment. It has to be a first. It's a fabulous lunch being served by Loch Ness Castle executive chef Philip on the shopping mall. So they're going to be having their lunch. Yes, would you do that? It's going to be a bit of crack. And we're going to have, there's no free suppers, I'll tell you. When I'm involved, there's a Mr. and Mrs. competition during lunch. And everybody is welcome to come down today because I have loads of free giveaways to give away. And we're going to have a bit of crack with everybody in the audience as well. And the fun is only going to begin at about 1:30 today. Just to remind you, because I've got a few texts saying what couples are taking part. Well, good luck to them. They have their work cut out. I told them on the phone, it says, it's only three simple questions. And you wait and see. Well, we have couple number one, we have Nicole Thompson and Barry Lee. Couple number two, we have Christopher Fries and Alicia Hunter. And couple number three, we have Elizabeth and Brian Neely. They've been married 26 years. We have Esther O'Kane and Andrew Clark. And our final couple, number five, is Maura Higgins and Eamon Lafferty. Barry, so if anybody's feeling romantic, up for the crack this afternoon, pay a visit down to Letterkenny Shopping Centre because love is definitely in the air.
Okay, Lee, we can get them to go down and give you a wee visit.
Yeah, please do.
Right, Lee, thanks for that. That's the show almost over. It's 3 minutes to 12. Now we're going to read out a few text messages. People who take selfies should take a long, hard look at themselves. I think that there might be a pun in that, ridiculous behaviour. A few requests as well. Hi, could you wish Teresa and Sean getting married in Ards today? Congratulations. And best wishes from Marion and Anne. And could you please play a request for my very special mum, Bernie Merritt, for her birthday today? Love and best wishes from son Jeff and Mitzi. Hope to see you in New York soon. That is from your mum. And someone else just talking about the selfie craze. Just listening to your show, I would like to comment. I'm a 40-year-old mother who works full-time and have three young children, and I'm not on any social networks. I've got loads of good friends and I don't need social network. That's just your thoughts. That's a very good comment. Thanks for joining us on the show today, the weekend edition. We'll be back at the same time next week. If you're out and about today, enjoy what you're doing. Have a very good Valentine's Day and enjoy your weekend.